Hey there, welcome to a new episode of the Darius Farooq Show. On this episode, I'll give you five brief tips that will help you to become more meaningfully productive. So this episode is about that concept of meaningful productivity. What is that? Well, to me, it's all about getting things done without increasing your stress levels. So one thing that I found that I've consistently seen with, you know, everyone who has a job that is you know, high demanding, is that generally the more productive you are, more results you have, the more stress you also have, which is not a good development, right? Because if you get more things done, but you pay the price with your body and your mind, is that really worth it? Obviously, the answer is no. We all know that. And so this is about an article that I published today on my newsletter, Wise and Wealthy. So in the article, which is called Meaningful Productivity, Achieve More, Stress Less, I talk about the man with the hammer. And that's a concept that we all know from sports in the Netherlands. It's like hitting the wall, right? But I like the kind of the visual, right? When you are running, and then if you don't really take care of the fuel that you consume, or didn't take care of the fuel that you consumed before the race or before your long run, the man with the hammer will come and pay you a visit and he will smash your legs, right? So how can you avoid that in you know, in your career? How can you avoid hitting the wall where you don't know what to do anymore and you're overwhelmed, you're burnt out, and you don't feel like doing anything? So when it comes to endurance sports, it means you have to carbo load, or at least, you know, eat enough carb-rich food before your run or before your race. And then also make sure that you fuel yourself along the way. And obviously, this is more true for endurance workouts or training or races that are more than 90 minutes. And personally, I don't do that a lot. I occasionally do that on a long run or a long bike ride. So I'm familiar with the concept of bonking, right? Which is the man with the hammer. So it means that you need to be very strategic about your performance, right? So you need to prepare, but also along the way, as you are running or cycling or swimming or whatever it is that you do, you make sure that you fuel yourself. So when it comes to life, it means that we always need to prepare ourselves. So make sure that we are mentally and physically in good shape. And that's one of the, I think, the foundation of being productive. You know, like, you need to prepare so you make sure that you don't hit the wall. But also at the same time, throughout your day, as you are being productive, you need to take moments throughout the day to fuel yourself, right? Physically and mentally, to stay productive, right? So I got five tips to make sure that you can do that, because otherwise you will be too busy, right? You'll try to get too much done too fast, and that will really avoid you from being productive in the long term. And if you are too busy, the odds are higher that you hit a wall, and that's something that you want to avoid, right? So just very briefly, right? Tip number one, prioritize, don't multitask, right? Always do one task at a time. When you finish that task, move on to the next one, because if you do a lot at the same time, it's easy to get lost in your tasks, and then maybe you feel productive, but in the long term, it's really counterproductive. So make sure that you don't multitask. Second tip, set realistic goals. So you can set a goal to finish a book in a week or something, or finish a 6 months project in 1 month. It's all great. Good to be ambitious, but at the same time, also be realistic. What is realistic? It's a little bit beyond what you think is your base level, right? So if you think you should do a particular project or task, let's say in a month, why not try to do it in, I don't know, 3 weeks or 3.5 weeks? That's a good goal to challenge yourself, but at the same time, you're not saying I'm going to do 1 month worth of work in 1 week, right? So you're still being realistic while being ambitious at the same time. Tip number three, take breaks. So this is throughout the day. For example, I work with the Pomodoro method. So I, you know, set a timer for 30 minutes. I work, I take a 5 minute break, I walk, I stretch, whatever. Get back to it. After four of these intervals, I take a longer break. So throughout the day, I make sure I get enough rest. But also, after a few weeks of hard work, I take a few days off, take it just slowly, take it easy, you know, to make sure that I stay well rested and make sure that I maintain a healthy pace of work. Tip number four, practice mindfulness. So stay present. It will help you to concentrate, plus at the same time, forget about the things that you worry about, right? Because a mindfulness practice, I think, is really essential in today's world because there's so many demands and it can get very demanding and it can be very stressful and very hard, you know, for us to just go through life happy. We don't practice mindfulness, we can get lost in all of our thoughts. So how can you avoid that? Simply meditate. Meditate every day. You can do it for 5 minutes. You can do it for 10 minutes. You can do it as long as you want. You can run. You can work out. But you need to have some practice that will help you to calm down the voices, or at least helps you to ignore your thoughts, right? And then five, use a productivity system. Right. And for me, my productivity system is called Procrastinate 02. It's my course that I teach also, but it's a framework that I use to be consistently productive. But it's basically a set of strategies that I rely on every single day. It's like a checklist. It's like, you know, basically, okay, is my mind, is it in order? Am I feeling well? Is my body in order? Am I focused? Am I beating procrastination? Am I consistently executing my productivity strategies, right? So it's basically a combined set of rules and tasks that make sure that I can be consistent every single day. If I don't have that system and I wake up and I think, oh, what should I do today? Should I focus on my sleep? Should I read more? Should I maybe take on another project or whatever it is, then I just go with the flow. And that's not the way to be productive. You know, you have to be really focused on a system, or at least you need a system in your life to be consistent, right? And that's why I love it so much. And since I started to work according to my system in my life, that's when I started to see consistent results. And I've been doing that now since 2015. So it's a very long time. And since then, every single year, I've accomplished new and bigger goals and better goals and everything that I set out to do, basically. And I've been teaching this system since 2016 in my course, Procrastinate 02. Since then, you know, more than 2,000 people have joined, and you can learn more about it on my website, or I'll include the link in the description. But the thing is that even if you don't follow my system or my strategies, the key is that you have a set of rules for yourself that you basically fall back on every single day, because there's this platitude, right, that says you are not as good as your goals, or you are as good as your preparation, or something like that. I always forget the exact quote, or, you know, the platitude. But the idea is that it's not about what you want or what you desire or all of the good intentions that you have, and I want to lose weight or I want to start a business, and it's not about those things, right? It's about what you do every single day on a consistent basis. That's what basically shapes your life, not the things that the outcomes that you are after. Right. So make sure that you have a system in your life, because then you can make sure that you make the best use of your time and never waste it. And then when you never waste your time, you feel good about yourself, you never have regret. So it's a really good way to live. And I hope you found this useful. As always, thank you for listening. And in the next episode, I'll talk about another concept that I just published an article about called the Matthew Effect. And I'll publish that episode very soon. So stay tuned. And of course, like always, thank you for listening and take care.